This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Across the country, new babies are sleeping in cardboard boxes. Sounds strange? It's part of a larger initiative to lower the infant mortality rate. This month, the company behind the boxes launched in Texas, where it plans to hand out 400,000 boxes this year alone. We looked at why some new parents are unpacking boxes instead of fancy bassinets. Around 8:30 every night, Taylor Freed places her baby, Penelope, on her back into a cardboard box decorated with a bluebonnet border.
Hi, honey. She's gotten a little more ticklish, too, which is exciting.
Penelope is 4 months old, and she's passionate about blowing bubbles.
She looks pretty happy
in
there.
Yeah, she likes it. It's cozy.
Freed, who lives in a one-bedroom apartment in Dallas, got the box for free after taking an online course about how to get babies to sleep safely.
It came with some wipes, some breastfeeding stuff, some diapers. It came with a little onesie, too.
On the front of it, it reminds you, and you know, always have them on their backs
so it's safe.
Across the country, more than 3,500 babies died unexpectedly in 2015. In Texas, the infant mortality rate is about 5.8 deaths per 100,000 births, which is below the national average. But there are big differences among ethnic groups. And in certain cities, like Fort Worth, the rate is much higher. One of the most common ways babies die is by accidental suffocation, being smothered by sleeping too close to parents, pillows, soft toys, or blankets. The idea behind the boxes is to remove all those objects and promote safe sleep, cheaply for all moms.
Baby boxes are essentially durable cardboard bassinets without legs.
Jennifer Clary is CEO of the Baby Box Company and a Dallas native. She first heard about baby boxes in a news story highlighting the success of Finland's baby box program, which is more than 75 years old. Their infant mortality rates are among the lowest in the world. In 2013, Clary and a friend, also from Dallas, founded the Baby Box Company and began partnering with hospitals to distribute boxes to new moms in states like New Jersey, Ohio, and Alabama.
And we had to be very careful entering the Texas market because it is our largest state to date. To give you sort of a comparison, there's 105,000 births in New Jersey annually, and there's almost 400,000 in Texas each year.
In North Texas, the company is working with a handful of hospitals. The challenge in the U.S., Clary says, has been familiarizing people with the concept.
Because parents are kind of sometimes like, well, why would I put my baby in a box?
It's a good question. In Alabama, which has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the nation, people had other questions.
What if the cat gets in the box? Or what if somebody puts a baby in the box and puts a top on it? And things like that.
That's Dr. Kathy Wood, a pediatrician in Montgomery, Alabama.
I understand that, yes, in a perfect world, it'd be great for everybody to have a crib at home. But that's not where we live.
So the idea of putting a baby in a safe location is a good one. But the idea that putting them in a box is going to dramatically reduce infant sleep death is overly simplistic.
Dr. Harvey Karp is author of the best-selling series of parenting books, The Happiest Baby. He points to a study done in Wisconsin where 3/4 of the babies that died unexpectedly had a safe sleeping surface available.
They had a bassinet or pack and play in the home, but they did not use it the time that the baby died. And the reason is because you're exhausted, you tend to bring the baby in bed with you, and that's where most of the tragedies happen.
The American Academy of Pediatrics hasn't endorsed using baby boxes, citing insufficient data. Baby Box CEO Jennifer Clary says those studies are underway.
But I want to be really clear, and I've been on the record 50 times, and I still get accused of the exact opposite with consistency, which is frustrating. Baby boxes are not magical. There is no unilateral product that you can distribute to parents that will keep your child safe in the absence of understanding and education.
Clary's company makes all the education and boxes available for free and makes money only if people buy products on its online store. In Bexar County, healthcare workers aren't focused on the box or the products, but the education.
You know, we know across the state, Bexar County has one of the highest incidents that we've seen of sudden infant death syndrome.
Dr. Amy Quinn is a neonatologist with the University Health System in San Antonio. They launched a pilot baby box project last year. After follow-up interviews with new moms who took the boxes home, they decided to continue the program.
It's not really just about putting a baby in a box. It is really, truly about providing a safe sleep environment if that is what's necessary and needed. And it's truly, truly about the education.
As for what to do with the boxes once a baby outgrows them, they are recyclable. Dallas mom Taylor Freed has other plans.
My dog seemed pretty interested. It could be a little dog mattress or something.
That's right. Like after that. Her baby Penelope uses it, her Pomeranian Puka might just get to take a nap in the box too. Getting Puka to sleep on her back, though, that's going to be a challenge. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.